We've got with us Zach Selwyn. Zach, great to talk to you.
You too, brother. What's happening?
Well, I'll tell you what. We've been seeing a lot of you on G4 Tech TV, and then your music is awesome. I love the song Tucson Afternoon.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that's a little homage to the hometown, you know?
How long have you been away from Tucson?
Wow. I was realizing that a couple days ago. I think it's like I'm in my 13th or 14th year here in L.A., so.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I'm still in Arizona, though, because I've lived there longer.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. Plus, I mean, you come back and visit, and once you're here, you start doing, I don't know if you were into the EGs and everything else when you were here.
Oh, dude, I got to go to EGs. I got to get me a grinder with the double meat and a little strawberry EGs, maybe an iced tea G's, a couple pizza pretzels and some fries.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I miss that a lot. EGs should have expanded a long time ago. I don't know what happened there. I mean, come on, put an EGs in Vegas. You'll make $1 trillion. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Absolutely. I think a lot of people have been watching G4 Tech TV and thinking, man, how did you go from Tucson onto that show? I mean, you took a few steps along the way to get there, too, didn't you?
Yeah, man. I mean, I came out to L.A. for school, and then I was an actor. You know, I still am an actor for a few years there. And one thing I got into was that ESPN show. That was a sports broadcasting show called Dream Job, and I was on that.
Yep.
And I was a runner-up on that, which was great because it just opened a lot more doors. And then I did some stuff on the GSN, Extreme Dodgeball, and all that stuff. And then one day my buddy was casting at G4, and he's like, they need someone who's good on his feet and can travel and talk to anyone, anywhere, at any time. I'm like, all right, I'll come out and see what it's all about. And then I got the part, and I wasn't even sure what it was because I'm like, I haven't really played video games in a while. And
yeah.
Next thing I know, I was hired, and I loved it, and, you know, now I have the Wii, the 360, the PS3, you know.
Do you have a preference out of them? I mean, you know, everybody's been talking this week about the PS3 with the 80 gig, and, you know, that's cool right. And everything, but I don't know. For me, the Wii, I really enjoy that.
I do too, man, and I get in a lot of brawls with people who, like, you know, talk down to Wii users, but for me, I'm a social guy. I like to have people over a lot, and if people come over to play the 360, it's kind of like, unless it's Guitar Hero, I never really enjoy watching the first-person shooters and that stuff. But the Wii, it's like, man, I can get drunk and bowl.
And not hurt anybody.
Yeah, exactly. No one gets hurt. Everyone's having a good time. But the new stuff they're coming out with looks awesome for the Wii. Like, the thing, the gun attachment and the Guitar Hero they're going to have. It's going to be sweet.
Now, you got a chance to see some of this stuff with the E3 show that you went through, the Business and Media Summit. How was that?
Well, it was a really interesting experience because last year it was about a 350,000-person convention, and then this year they canceled everything and made it like a 300-person convention at a little airport hangar in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a bummer because it was a little bit more of mellow and not as fun, but I mean, the new games are so sick. It was just fun to sit there and play them all. I felt kind of blessed to be getting to do that because everyone I know was so jealous I was there. But
yeah.
I like sports games a lot. There's this one called The Bigs, which is a baseball game coming out across all consoles. And, you know, all the other guys at work who are into, like, Halo and all that stuff were kind of going crazy for all that stuff, too. So, you know, it was fun, man.
There's talk this week also about Take-Two Interactive's new game where you can actually play classic retired football players, and one of them being OJ.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, and apparently when he gets into the end zone, he does the stabbing action.
Like, there you go. If that is the greatest idea I've ever heard. Now, what about Lawrence Taylor? Does he do coke when he scores a touchdown?
Or? He gets down and takes up the lines.
He's snorting the 50-yard line.
What do you think about Comic-Con, too? I didn't get a chance to ask you about that. I mean,
Comic-Con's the best time, man. It's so much fun.
And you meet a lot of people, too, so it's also not only is it people as fans going, but people who are in the industry get to do some networking.
Yeah, I mean, I meet a lot of fans of the show and that sort of thing, but yeah, I've got to meet, you know, a lot of actors this year. I always hang out with Kevin Smith, and there's some other peeps who are there this year that were real cool, like, what's his name, the dude from, the producer guy, Joel Silver.
Oh, Joel Silver, yeah.
Peter Fonda and Ben Foster from 310 to Yuma. That looks like an awesome Western. And
that's a remake of a film that they originally shot here.
I know, man. I know it. I'm a huge Western fan, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Well,
it shows that and shows in the music as well. The gaming industry has been huge, but also kind of the tech stuff, and that's what we get to see with Attack of the Show, which is an awesome program. But, you know, you've worked it into music as well. Tell us a little bit about your music and about the group.
Yeah, man. You know, I started my band in 02 after being like solo for a while there, and we just got a lot of good energy happening early and put out a couple country rock records. And then I was in this movie called Dead and Breakfast, which is like a horror spoof kind of comedy gore splatter thing, and I did all the music for that, and that sort of got me a lot of, you know, horror film kind of attention, which is a big market. And then getting on G4, it's like another kind of cult market. So the music sort of has like a little following. So I did like a song for Stargate Atlantis, and I did a song that's on YouTube called Cartoons I'd Like to F, and some other little videos. But yeah, man, I'm just cutting records, and every once in a while the band gets paid to go travel somewhere and play, and it's a good time. We're going to probably be playing in Tucson in the fall, so I'll let you know when that happens.
And that's Zachariah and the Lobo Riders.
Lobos Riders, which Lobos is Riders. which is like a crew that my dad belonged to when I was younger. They used to go down to Puerto Lobos in Mexico, and they called themselves the Lobos Riders, so I just stole the name.
Oh, that's very cool. I understand there was some work with, was it Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. Well, the guy who produces Snoop's records produced that Stargate Atlanta song that I did.
Oh, cool. Now, did you get a chance to meet Snoop and all that?
I've met Snoop a couple times through the show, just because I've interviewed him for movies and stuff. And, he's a laid-back cat, man.
Now, and what about Fergie? There's something there, too.
Yeah, before she was Fergie, she was Stacey Ferguson. And she was, you know, kind of a struggling singer and working on a solo album. And I met her, and we started doing some songs together. So we did 3 songs together, 2 that are on our first release, Ghost Signs. And she was just cool, man. She had an amazing voice. And then all of a sudden, I was like, hey, can you come in and sing? She goes, I'm in the Black Eyed Peas now.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, well, good luck with that. That man hasn't done anything in 10 years. Next thing I know, I'm singing My Humps.
Exactly. So now, doing so much. You got music, you got acting, and then, you know, the hosting of the segments on Attack of the Show. Do you have a preference?
Man, not really. I think I'm one of those guys who, if I'm not doing everything, I get sort of upset that I'm not doing everything, you know?
Yeah.
But the problem is trying to balance it all, because it gets hard. You have to focus on certain things at certain times, and other opportunities can come up that you miss, and you just have to kind of accept it. I think if I would have focused on one thing, I would have been probably successful a lot earlier in my life.
So what should we be looking at on Attack of the Show? What are some things that you're going to be doing?
Let's see. I'm doing I did a set visit to that ABC Family show, Greek. That's on a Friday show. Mm-hmm. I have a new sketch that I'm filming today, actually. I'm about to get in the chair. It's a spoof on the iPod.
Nice.
It's like basically the iVinyl. It's about a record player that Mac is, you know, putting out for indie rock geeks who only like records. And, you know, that kind of stuff. And then, I don't know, most of the good stuff I do is online on g4tv.com. So if you go there and type in my name, there's a whole bunch of cool stuff.
And is Olivia as hot as she is?
She's smoking hot, man.
Yeah. I'd say sometimes I watch that show, I just can't take my eyes off her, although I was a little worried because I was watching some of the Comic-Con coverage, and there was this dirty stormtrooper behind her, and I kept like going, why is he covered in dirt? And I'm thinking, I should be looking at Olivia.
Yeah, get your eyes off the trooper, buddy.
Awesome. Zach, listen, next time you come to Tucson, if you want to come sit in with us, we'd love that, man.
Oh, man, absolutely.
That'd be
cool. Absolutely.
And we'll look forward to the band playing here as well. Give us the website address so our listeners can check it out.
It's ZachariahMusic.com. So that's Z-A-C-H-A-R-I-A-H music.com.
Awesome, Zach Selwyn. Talk to you again soon, man.
Much love, Andy. Thanks, man.